Over the next 3 years, the government is hoping to make a significant dent in the improper disposal of plastic bottles. This will be accomplished through a national recycling project dubbed Recycle Now Jamaica. This project is valued at $200 million and represents a public-private partnership involving the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP and local manufacturers. Recycle Now aims to reclaim a third of used bottles on the island over the next 3 years. This will be done through satellite depots strategically placed island-wide.
This will be in stages. The target for the first year is 15%. The target for the second year is 25%. And the target for year three is 35%. Simply put, if and when the target for year three is achieved, there will be remaining two-thirds of the bottles which can be collected by the existing private operators or by any additional entities which will enter the sector.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. The project is part of a long-term solution to deal with plastic waste.
A major issue in terms of the dumps is the fact that so much of the waste is PET bottles, and these are not biodegradable. So the extent to which we can reduce that is going to impact on the landfills. The extent that we can collect more will impact on your waterways and the beaches. So it's literally a win-win situation for everyone.
Caribbean Vice President of CBC, bottlers of Pepsi-Cola in Jamaica and other Caribbean and Latin American countries, Jose Sanabria, says his company fully supports the initiative.
So our participation in the program is not only financially, but we want to be really involved in all the initiatives and bring in all the best practices that we've seen working and which one does not work over the world. So we believe this alliance with the public and the rest of the industry, the private sector, is very important because if we all have the same goal, it's really gonna make it work. So bringing all these studies, experience, and sharing what we've seen work is going to be very important for the good of the project.
Recycle Now Jamaica will provide employment opportunities for more than 300 Jamaicans. This through the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
We are anticipating the creation of 300 jobs, recycling collectors, as well as the staff for the collection side. We'll also provide financial incentives to independent collectors in order to increase the rate of collection. And we hope that this will stimulate the growth of small businesses in the area of recycled plastic processing and manufacturing.
JEEP will provide the property for 4 satellite depots to facilitate the collection of plastic bottles from JEEP workers and other recycling collectors.
The depots will be the facilities where certified JEEP collectors will take the reclaimed PET waste, for which they will be paid on a weight basis. We expect the depots to receive just under 1 million bottles per day. This is the amount needed to meet the target of 15% of the total waste in the first year.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. Recycle Now Jamaica will get underway in May 2014. The Ministry of Finance has given a commitment of $150 million over 3 years in grant support for the project, in light of its importance to the environment, the economy, and job creation.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.